You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So why we have a term for Ribono Shel Olam as a dod, as an uncle, or Shir HaShirim, we see constantly, it's repeated, Dodi, Dodi. Why dod? The difference between the father and the uncle is, when uncle comes home, always brings presents, candy, ice cream. Yeah, and never ask, did you do your homework? Did you listen to Ima? So that's what the uncle is all about. So now the question that is brought, who do we respect more, the father or the uncle?
The uncle, the father.
The uncle, Chazak Baruch, yeah. Why do we respect the uncle rather than the father?
Because he
bribes
us.
I'm sorry?
He bribes us.
Ah, because he never asks you, you know.
He doesn't need any
responsibility.
I'm sorry?
He doesn't need anything from you.
The dot, right, right. There is no expectation, there is no demand. So we respect the dot, the uncle, in a much greater manner than the father. So now here, when Elul comes, the message here is, Ani le dodi, ve dodi li. It's not Ani le avi, it's le dodi. So first of all, the dot brings lots of goodies. But in the same aspect, he gets more respect. So here, when Elul comes, it's a reminder that if you want a lot of goodies, we have to respect Ribono Shel Olam like a dot.
It's very interesting because my wife's family comes from Iraq, right? They don't call by the name, they call by the uncle.
Uh-huh,
they
right.
Meet each other, they call.
Yes.
Uncle.
Yeah.
They never call by the name.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. So here, that's what the message of the month is all about. Ani le dodi, that the same way we have much greater respect for the uncle because he doesn't ask any responsibility. He just comes and because he wants to make the kids happy. So in the same aspect, you have to learn how to respect Ribono Shel Olam. Now happened to be a story about an inspector that walked into a hospital, not the physical hospital, the other one, what is called?
Mental.
Yes. So he walked around and asked the person in charge, how do you test people, like in what type of level they are, as far as the care and management they need. So he told them, when somebody is referred to us, we bring him by the bathtub, we give him a fork and a spoon and a bucket when we ask him to empty the bathtub. So
the guy has no mental problem. He's going
to start having some. So the inspector said, so obviously if he uses the bucket, so you send them home. So the person in the charge said, I think we should keep you here too. Because if he's in the right state of mind, so then he will pull up the stopper and that's it. They get rid of the water. So this is Chodesh Elul. What are you using? A fork, a spoon, or a bucket? Yeah, if you're... So... Yeah, so if you're Chacham, yeah, just pull the stopper and all the water is going to be drained. And that's what it is. Don't wait around, you know. No, but it needs to be fixed, and we all need to fix things. You know, things that we have to work on. Either it's our patience, it's our anger, it's our jealousy. It's, Chas v'Shalom, you know, this this likeness to what? Another Yehudi, all of these things, you have to pull the stopper, and then in a matter of a second, you know, the water goes down. And that's what the task for the Rosh Hashanah is. You know, don't delay it for the next day, you know. And people, you know, unfortunately, they cause lots of pain for themselves. And they review the past. And they say, how come? Why? Why is it happening? You know, it should be like this. And they don't get it out of the system. It's like using a fork to empty the mouth. It's not going to, you know, you're going to wear yourself off. Nothing's going to be done. You know, just pull the stopper. In a matter of a second, you see, oh, everything's gone. And that's what we have to do. We have only a couple of weeks to go. So Hashem is again, to be chacham enough to pull the stopper, and without a shame, clean, without a shame, with the Yishuv Da'at.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.